is happening, PGA DFS fans? Thanks for joining me for another one of my top five videos this week. Big time week and good time money. One of the biggest non-major or non-players championships of the year. It is the Memorial. $250,000 going to first place over on DraftKings, and FanDuel has also bumped up their prize pools. It is a strong week in terms of the field. Should mean plenty of guys to fade, right? And this is the top five fade video. So let's go ahead and jump right in. As last week, well, it was a tough one. Brian Harman came in as one of the highest owned golfers in the slate. And I said, hey, listen, I'd be playing him. I'm a Harman guy. I just can't imagine that 30% owned or more is going to end up paying off. Well, it did. He came in at tie for eighth, and he was only $8,000 in his salary. So it certainly paid off. Chris Kirk, he came in a tie for 69, so maybe that was a good fade. Matt Jones also missed the cut, a good fade. I mentioned Joaquin Niemann. I said he'd probably make the cut, but he hasn't finished better than 30th in a long time, and he didn't. Again, a tie for 50th, so a good fade there. But the Grillo one, who I said I was most scared to fade, that ended up proving to be true. He came in a tie for 8th with Harman there as well. So overall, a decent week, not great or not bad. Should have just played the chalk and Grillo and Harman. The other three guys were a good fade. This week, I'm going to kick it off with the poster boy there that you saw coming into the video, Louis Oosthuizen. Coming in at $8,500 this week, which, yeah, that's a reasonable price, but he does not have good course history here at all. Now, 54th and 65th last year. Now, certainly he's playing a little bit better now than he was then. However, he's really leaning heavily on that putter. As you see, he's ranked first this year in strokes gained putting, 18th around the green as well, 78th on the approach, and 100 off the tee. That is pretty good. But again, for me, it's a product of course fit in my eyes. I just don't think he's a fantastic fit here at the Memorial. Kind of similar to Augusta. Now, I know he has some good finishes probably at each, but listen, Louis's been a great golfer for quite some time on the PGA Tour, but 8,500, I'll put my eggs in another basket. Another one that I'm going to fade in similar reason is Keegan Bradley, although he's been playing well, but his salary is now to $8,000. So a tie for 17th, which is what he gave us at the PGA Championship at a much better salary. Well, that way, this week, it'll be about break even for Keegan based off of his price in 68th and 39th here last year in the two finishes. Now we look at the strokes gained rankings, and they are good. 35th off the tee, 8th on the approach, 26 around the green, and 190th putting. But hey, that was about 210th a couple of months ago, so he has certainly gotten better there. Okay, my third fade of the week, and this is the first time that I'll say DraftKings kind of put somebody at a minimum price that shouldn't be at a minimum price. FanDuel does this quite a bit, to be honest with you, and there is an ownership bubble, and now it becomes, A, do you want to fade a guy you know is going to be 50% owned and probably a good value at that, or do you want to try and take the other side and know that you could be getting a leg up on 40 or 50% of the lineups? And when I say 40 or 50%, I would assume that that's more of the higher dollar buy-in stuff. Now, he is projected around 25% owned. I'm talking about Kyle Stanley, if I haven't mentioned his name yet. $6,100 on DraftKings. He was a late add to the field. He's coming off a top 10 last week at the Charles Schwab, and he has been playing good. I don't want to take that away from him, but I think that the perceived course history, which is also pretty good, a second, a sixth, and an eighth in his last five tries, but back-to-back missed cuts. So there's two ways you can take this. In a GPP higher dollar format, coming in 40 or 50% owned, I'm going to take the fade. Now, in the GPP stuff, he's only projected around 25%. Maybe I'll play somewhat close to even or maybe a little bit lower. But it's opening up. Basically, anybody under 6,500 is going to be no more than 1% owned because of this ownership bubble down there. So as much as Kyle Stanley may be a good fit, I just can't see myself getting 20% or maybe even 15%. So he's the third fade this week. Another guy, Kevin Stroman, this is another tough one because he is playing great right now. 8th and 20th in his last two and was definitely a part of that PGA Championship. He's only 7,500 on a course that he did come in the top 10 last year in. So this one's tough, but a 25% projected in the first round. I'll take the other side and spread it out a little bit more. Look at his strokes gain rank for Kevin Stroman, 40th off the tee, 32nd on the approach, 155 around the green, and 124 putting. Certainly, if those numbers increase and the ball striking stays there, his form will maintain. But I'll try and take the other side of the 25% owned this week and find another guy. Now, contrary to these last two guys, Xander Schauffele, coming in at 9,700 this week is just not in good form. Missed the cut at the PGA Championship. It wasn't a great start before then, sneaking through the weekend, and he's still, his price is above 9,500. I would say his form is comparable to that of Patrick Cantlay's, and they're both coming in similar ownership, and Cantlay is a little bit cheaper. So I'll fade Schauffele instead of Cantlay here. Now, course history, decent 13th and 14th, but that, hey, that is not going to pay off the salary at 9,700 this week. Unless, of course, we get a bunch of guys that are above him miss the cut. Look at his strokes gain rank. Why maybe he's struggling a bit? Well, it's tough to see in the overall because Xander has had a good season. 44th off the tee, 27th on the approach, 17 around the green, 8 putting. But if you look more, a little bit more recent than that, it's not quite as good. So those are my top 5 fades. Let's go ahead and 5-1 one more time. Louis, Keegan Bradley, Kyle Stanley, Kevin Stroman, and Xander Schauffele. It's my top 5 faves for the Memorial. Of course, stay tuned right after this. You're going to catch the top 5 sleepers. And of course, a little bit after that, top 5 values for the Memorial. So until next time, everybody, good luck. Make sure you like and subscribe to our channel here, and we will see you on the other side. Cheers.